Star Formation in Two Irradiated Globules Around Cygnus OB2, by F. Cummerin et al. We investigate the young stellar populations associated with Dr. 18 and ECX6-21, which are two isolated globules irradiated by the O-type stars of the Cygnus OB2 association. Both are HII regions containing obvious tracers of recent and ongoing star formation. We also study smaller isolated molecular structures in their surroundings. Both globules contain their own embedded populations, with a higher fraction of the less evolved classes. Masses and temperatures are estimated under the assumption of a common age of 1 Mir, which has been found to appropriately represent the general Cygnus OB2 YSO population but is most probably an overestimate for both globules, especially ECX6-21. The early B star responsible for the erosion of Dr. 18 is found to be part of a small aggregate of intermediate mass stars still embedded in the cloud, which probably contains a second site of recent star formation, also with intermediate mass stars. We confirm the two main star-forming sites embedded in ECX6-21 described in previous works, with the southern site being more evolved than the northern site. We also discuss the small globule ECX6-21W, equals G79.8+1.2, and propose that its non-thermal radio spectrum is due to synchrotron emission from an embedded jet, whose existence is suggested by our observations. The extreme youth of some of the YSOs suggests that star formation in both globules started after they became externally irradiated. The populations of both globules are not found to be particularly rich, but they contain stars with estimated masses similar or above that of the Sun in numbers that hint at some differences with respect to the star formation process taking place in more quiescent regions where low-mass stars dominate, which deeper observations may confirm. This was Star Formation in Two Irradiated Globules Around Cygnus OB2, by F. Cummerin et al.